Senior National Party MP Michael Woodhouse is the latest to be drawn into the COVID patient information leak that's already ended one MP's career after revealing he too was leaked material from National Party stalwart Michelle Bogue. Although Mr Woodhouse says the information is not exactly the same as that leaked to the now disgraced MP Hamish Walker. Ms Bogue today announced she was resigning from the party altogether after her loyalties to National had clouded her judgment and sent her down a self-destructive path. In apparently synchronised press statements, both Bogue and Michael Woodhouse revealed he too had received inappropriate leaked information from the former National Party president.
It's a tangled web of words, confession and counter-confession, with a side serving of shade. Lots of shade. It turns out Clutha Southland MP Hamish Walker was not the only beneficiary of leaked private COVID information, courtesy of former National Party president, political operative and stalwart Michelle Bogue. Four emails landed in the inbox of National Party health spokesperson Michael Woodhouse between the 21st and 25th of June, so days before the Walker leak. Woodhouse reckons it's not exactly the same information that Walker had, but it did contain confidential details, information he regarded as inappropriate. In a press statement, the senior National Party MP describes the Bogue emails as unsolicited. Here he is earlier today on RNZ's 9 till noon program.
I received the first information on Sunday the 21st of June following a conversation with Michelle that she had some information that could be pertinent to the COVID response and helpful to me. I happened to be in Auckland having a meeting with Stanford Plaza residents when I received a phone call saying that she may have some information that could be of assistance. She asked me for a non-parliamentary email address. I gave it to her, and that was the only contact I had with her.
So the emails went to an off-piste address, not Michael Woodhouse's official parliamentary email. The National MP reckons he did nothing with them and claims when three news agencies reported last Saturday that they had been leaked sensitive COVID patient information, he did not join the dots. He didn't guess that it had come from anyone within National, including Michelle Bogue, the same person who'd sent him arguably similar information.
On Saturday morning when the story broke, I texted Michelle Bogue to say, for the record, I am not the source of the leak. She contacted me later that morning to say, I know you're not the source of the leak because the information is different. And that's where I left it.
Meanwhile, his leader Todd Muller, apparently in the dark, was using the leak to criticise the government's response.
Is it a deliberate leak or is it accidental? It doesn't really matter at a level. What points to is the fact it's loose, it's shabby, and it's just a reminder that these guys can't manage important things well.
So did Michael Woodhouse on One News.
It shows that this is a shambles. The minister has to get on top of it and make sure that that very important information remains secure. Look, it's quite likely that this is human error, but there should be systems in place to prevent those sorts of errors from taking place.
By Monday, the heat was well and truly being turned up. The government announced Michael here in QC was going to investigate the leak. The hunt was on. By Woodhouse's own admission, potentially right around the same time that investigation was announced, he hit the delete button on Michelle Bogue's emails.
When it became clear that there was issues with that information, I thought it appropriate to do so.
That was also the day that the inquiry was announced, a QC inquiry. You would have deleted it after that announcement.
I can't remember the exact timing of that, but
well,
that's possible.
That was the circumstances that caused the National Party leader to be informed of Mr. Walker's actions, so it must have been after that.
Quite possibly. I think it was about the same time.
So is it appropriate for you to delete material that could be pertinent to a QC's inquiry?
Well, I mean, you can look at it both ways. Was it appropriate for me to have it? The answer is no.
About lunchtime the same day the inquiry was launched, Hamish Walker confessed to National Party leader Todd Muller that he was the leaker. Everyone fired up their lawyers. Fast forward to Tuesday evening, and the dominoes fell in quick succession. First, Walker's press release confessing his political sins, followed by National leader Todd Muller's statement condemning those political sins. And then the final domino drop, Michelle Bogue outing herself as the original sinner. Remember, Michael Woodhouse is watching this play out in the full knowledge he has also received leaks from Michelle Bogue. When Todd Muller fronted the media in Ashburton the next day to announce plans for a four-lane highway, it was bumper-to-bumper questions. But they were all about the leak.
You know, we have had one MP who made a serious error and has paid the ultimate price. Hamish Walker went behind my back. You know, this is an isolated incident, and you've got to see it through that lens.
And here he is earlier the same day on RNZ's Morning Report.
Did any of your MPs, other than Hamish Walker, know about the source of the leak prior to that?
Not that I'm aware of at all.
So you are asking the public to believe that the only people who knew about the source of this leak were Hamish Walker and Michelle Bogue, that this was some sort of rogue operation?
Yes, that's my understanding. And, you know, from what I can see, that bears that out. But look, I mean, part of the inquiry, no doubt, will push into that arrangement between Michelle and Hamish, and we'll see what comes out of that.
Significantly, at this point, Todd Muller is fully aware another of his MPs, Michael Woodhouse, had received highly sensitive leaked information from Michelle Bogue. He chose not to volunteer that information. Here's Michael Woodhouse again talking to Catherine Ryan on 9 till noon.
We had been having a number of conversations, but the answers that Todd Muller gave to the questions he was given were absolutely correct.
So when did the leader become aware that you held this information?
I first contacted Todd late on Tuesday night to inform him that there was some information that might be pertinent to the issues that were being discussed. He asked me to talk to Amy Adams, who was our COVID recovery spokesperson, which I did on Wednesday morning. We determined that the best course of action would be to approach Mike Heron and ask him whether it was pertinent to his inquiry. The first opportunity Mike and I had to discuss things was on Wednesday evening. And then, of course, we took yesterday to decide what further action should be taken.
Let's go briefly back to that Ashburton press conference with National's Todd Muller. He's clear it was the actions of a single rogue MP, Hamish Walker, who was acting against the values of the National Party.
You know, this is an isolated incident, and you've got to see it through that lens, and I have acted very swiftly, and we've got the right outcome. My MPs are very clear around the expectations because they represent the National Party, a fine party of tradition, of values.
To be clear about what those National Party values are, we went to their website and clicked on the link, National Party, Our Values. The response, the page you were looking for, was not found.
And we did invite National Party leader Todd Muller onto Checkpoint this evening, but he declined to be interviewed. But earlier today, Mr. Muller said the difference between the two situations was that Michael Woodhouse had not acted on the leaked information and had deleted the emails. And Mr. Muller said he has made it clear to his caucus that if they receive personal, sensitive information, they need to notify his office. And of course, we did ask MP Michael Woodhouse to come on the program this evening too, but he hasn't responded to our requests for an interview. Still time though, Mr. Woodhouse, give us a call if you're around.